Welcome to pod number 8.
Eight, wow.
Eight, okay.
So many pods.
Welcome to no longer at podname TBD. We are...
Did you change the Twitter?
No, I have to do that. I'll do that tonight. We are Two Peas in a Pod with Ryan Ginger. That's our official name, and we're sticking with it. Giordano and Noah are back.
Hello.
As our regulars, of course.
How's it going, guys?
Everyone's excited to have them back. And our guest today is Cameron Hedges, a.k.a. Cooter Slayer. Selena is not paying attention because she's playing on her iPad.
I am paying attention. I know everything you said so far.
Okay, well, how about you add...
Cameron Hedges, a.k.a. Cooter Slayer.
How about you join in? Otherwise, I'm just talking by myself.
Because you're doing the intros. Like,
okay,
all right. Off?
Here's what we're talking about today. Clarkie is back. David Clarkson comes back tonight.
Yes.
Hockey pool update. Intramural hockey has started. And that's going to be quite a discussion. There's some very heated opinions on this today. Giordano's license plates, and Giordano also wants to talk about his microphone that we use every week that died but has been reborn.
Yes.
In a way that was very beneficial to him and not to Costco.
Yes.
Yes. He cheated the system.
Yeah.
We have our TV themes, Would You Rather, Bang, Marry, Kill. Whew, got some real angry rants this week. Where's producer Sam? She's slacking. She might be cut from the pod.
No, she's not. She will never be cut from the pod.
Selena's elective update. I mentioned our guest, Crystal's betrayal, and we got through our awful week of exams, and if we have time, we will talk about the goon, John Scott.
John Scott? What?
Yes.
Like the
what about
player.
Him?
Yes.
I like John Scott. I'll go on the record. John Scott's
wow.
Awesome.
Wow. Did you see what he did to Louis Erickson?
It doesn't matter. I like John Scott.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting when we get there.
I haven't seen it. Too.
Giordano, what do you want to talk about first? Clarkie is back. I know you're rattled about. Do you want to just get right into John Scott?
You should see his face right now. It's like he wants to.
Selena, you know John Scott is first the person that got Clarkson suspended 10 games for going after Phil Kessel.
Which is why she likes him.
Of course.
I like John Scott because he is a former Blackhawk.
Okay, he came out of nowhere with a flying elbow to Louis Erickson's head 2 days ago and clocked him, and he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Louis Erickson is dead. He is a dirty bastard.
Someone
will not
has to
change
go-
my opinion. My opinion will not be changed on John Scott.
You're a terrible person.
Someone has to go to their John Scott stats. I think it's all the day. It was like, yeah, 180 games played, one goal, one assist, and like 300 something penalty minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a goon.
That's not a lot.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a goon.
A goon.
I like John Scott, though. I'm a fan.
No. Okay. Well.
Same.
Same. Cheers.
Cheers. Sorry, same was not appropriate in that. It was cheers.
Imagine. All right, Clarkie's back tonight. Noah?
Yes.
Pretty excited about that?
I'm very excited about that.
What are your predictions for the game tonight?
I'm going to go with Jay's word and say if he gets one assist, I'll be happy.
Because you have Clarkson in the hockey pool.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I want.
The Hatties will start next week when I play.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're filming this on a Friday, so they play Columbus tonight.
Yep.
I guess that leads into the hockey pool. Which has not gone well for me. I have lost by less than 5 points 3 times. I've been slayed by Cam.
But just talk about the stats, though. Ryan has the best stats in the league. Wow.
Yeah, I do. I have the second most points for and the second most points against, which means I get fucked every week. I know. I know.
Check one for Ryan.
I'm rattled.
Yeah.
I'm 0-3, and my team is not that bad.
Yeah.
And, oh, check. Pekka Rinne is now out a month. Beautiful.
Yep. And you picked up... Steve Mason.
Made a nice trade with Cooter Slayer to get Steve Mason.
Yeah, that's,
and I appreciated that. I have very little options at this point.
I'm going to go
video.
That's
true.
Yeah? Okay.
Now you're going to like, don't you need like 5 votes for that?
John Scott has a total of 5 points in...
Four.
No,
four.
Goal and 4 assists.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
5 points in 180 NHL games.
What the heck was that?
It's okay.
Wait, what is that?
It's Fonz's iPad.
It's not mine.
What
is it?
Yeah.
It's not mine.
Fonz, that was yours.
Yeah, that was definitely yours, Fonz. We try to keep a level of integrity on this podcast, Alfonso. Come on.
It's okay, Fonz. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Like a
everybody knows what I'm talking about. Moving on. No one gets me. No one gets me.
Damn it.
Okay.
That was embarrassed that he gets me.
Okay. Oh,
do you guys like sync up or something?
No, don't agree with that.
No.
It was a lyric from Hannah Montana song.
Okay.
Oh, it's a Hannah Montana song. Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. All right. Selena, how is your hockey team doing?
Not that great. Better than yours.
Barely. Barely better than mine. Steve Bott's team is killing it.
Yeah.
Toronto's 2-1.
Yeah.
Noah is
2-1.
Also 2-1. Cam.
Top of the civil division.
Let's go. There we go.
The civil division.
Let's also talk about the polls. Ryan is most likely to get a divorce.
Yeah, apparently. Overwhelmingly, of the 12 people, I was voted 7 out of 12 times to get a divorce.
Yeah. That's a pretty good majority.
And Toronto and Ottawa are most likely to be eaten first on the island.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
They were overwhelmingly voted to get eaten first on the island.
I had someone vote in there.
Someone voted to eat Selena, that's true.
Yeah.
That was Kaner.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kaner. That's why I voted for you to get a divorce.
Selena and Kaner have started up quite the rivalry.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to be eaten.
No. You know, I don't know why we would eat you either. You're our only chance at procreation, and there's like no meat on your body. It just doesn't make any sense.
Jordan's there too.
Jordan's got even less meat on her body.
Let's get some
Yeah, or you know, let's just get a giant orgy. We'll just all bang Selena and Jordan on the island.
Is that
constantly.
How working? Is
and
that,
we'll eat the baby.
Jordan will go on our own.
Yeah,
we'll
on our own. I'll be part of your orgy. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's survival on the island.
I don't know
how
what
options.
Kind of guy you are having sex with women, but me and Noah don't go that way, okay? Yeah, that's right.
They just
that's
touched right. tips, in case anyone's
yeah.
wondering.
Just a tip.
That looks like E.T.
So we'll keep you updated on the hockey pool. Mike lost to Giordano in the Sucks Bowl. You've heard Mike on this podcast before, so he had to drop his name, which he's kept for a year and a half, of Giordano Sucks. And Giordano knocked that away from him.
Yeah, and so I'm now Mike Sucks, and I'm loving it.
Loving it.
And then Ryan switched to Giordano Sucks for a while.
Yeah, they beat him. So
barely. 2 points. He beat my 2 points.
It's still a loss, Ryan.
2 points.
Actually, though, although I do have a picture of Ryan on the internet.
We don't need to get into the discussion of my awful Facebook photos.
Oh, can we post that? And we gave permission to post that.
No. No.
Yes.
I don't go creeping through your old stuff.
Everybody,
post a photo
you guys, go look at the Twitter page.
If you post that, I'm gonna go talk to Mrs. Lazarin and ask for some photos of you.
Ooh.
We'll post that.
Okay.
Everyone should get like an embarrassing picture.
Throwback.
Yeah,
throwback pod. Well, then throwback pod number 9, only talking about childhood stories.
It's an embarrassing throwback pod.
Noah's going to be really
like,
oh, Noah, you can feature out of this pod. I had some good ones. I could really add to that. Maybe we'll make that a segment, embarrassing childhood stories. Okay, we'll think about it. Moving on to probably the biggest topic of the week, intramural hockey.
Yeah.
We started our intramural hockey team. We're not bad. Not bad. We lost 6-3 with an empty net goal in our first game.
Yeah.
But before we get into how the team's doing, we should discuss the topic of head coach. Noah is not particularly happy with Selena. That Selena just assumed she would be head coach without even offering.
No, this is false.
Noah, I'll let you speak first.
It's not who says there has to be a head coach, though?
That was Todd who said that.
No, I thought from the start, whenever we both started coaching, I thought that we both were an equal head coach. Like,
but
that's
then,
what I thought. I don't
then
know where you're
Taw said, Taw's like, there can only be one head coach, and you were like, well, I'm head coach then. Didn't even assume that it could be Noah. Just said it yourself.
We're both head coach. Well, I'm apparently demoted now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, do you want to talk about what happened there?
No.
Why not? This is the pod. This is where we talk about things. Talk about how you are possibly demoted.
Gee, well, how can you be demoted from the...
Who is leading the demote Selena charge?
No, I think it should be an equal partnership for...
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
but what's happening?
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted from day one.
We've been both working on lines and stuff. We've been testing up
two
stuff.
Two people
no
in power.
Done more work than I have.
Two people
maybe
in power works all the time. Haven't you seen two presidents? Or two popes?
What? We haven't. That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
See, that's where he's going with that. But I don't think it's fair for the sake of a recreational hockey.
If we both
want
to be coach,
yeah,
then we should both be coach.
Yeah, I agree. And we're equal.
Although, you know what
like,
we should do, actually?
Like, what I want at the start of eternity.
Wow, from a turn to
I thought you were going to end that sentence. I thought you were going to that sentence.
That's a long
time. I want to make this clear. I was not the one that started this demote Selena thing. Sorry. That was that was Mike and Dante and
Hutman
was not
Hutman
the one
too.
That said don't talk
yeah,
to you, actually.
Said today.
There was
really
actually
why?
Someone that said do not talk to Selena
oh,
when they got there.
One?
I don't know who that person was.
Was it Cam?
It might have been.
The shrug.
Too thorough, I don't know.
Anyways, do you want to talk about this from a coaching perspective? How'd the game go?
Let me clear things up. I showed up. I did not miss a second of the game. I've stayed for the entire game, and the team was very mad at me.
Was what?
Was mad at me.
Some of the team was mad at you, not the whole team.
Everyone I've talked to.
Some of them were mad because you didn't show up to give anyone a speech before the game, and you didn't
Which
say anything after the game.
Speech.
No,
Noah gave us a speech.
Before the
speech.
Game,
yeah.
Before the game, okay, but after the game, they just come in and say, like, it's okay, guys, or good game, or something.
Yeah.
Give your thoughts on it.
We can use that.
I posted a Facebook message.
The day after.
After everyone complained about you.
After I had time to sulk in how badly I did. I didn't have the coach's
earlier.
Reassurance.
You were pretty bad.
Hey, I got assists, okay?
Got boys.
I will say this. I said it in earlier in my lab, and no one was there. Basically, the fact that you guys are still upset with this, like, you're a bunch of women. No wonder why you lost. Okay?
That's a different coaching method.
That's our
we'll
coach.
See how it works.
That was very aggressive.
We got a good cop, bad cop situation as head coach.
I'm a top coach.
Okay.
I'm
you know, some
guys.
That should have been
not everyone on the team played poorly. One line was plus two with two goals for. That's that was. I don't want to name names, but Dante, Cam, and me.
Jesus
okay,
Christ!
You totally
hey,
didn't name names.
Ryan is fourth line now. For,
yeah,
over
you.
For me.
Really have
over hockey. Yeah, I know you're fourth line. You're
Ryan.
Right.
You're gonna bench the league leading goal scorer
after one game. They're Grabowski.
You're
Ryan's
tied for
ego
the league.
Is
tied
through the roof right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to do something about that.
I'm sitting. I'm
that.
Sitting out until I get a new contract. I refuse to play. I want 5 years, $4 million a year.
Wow.
All right,
awesome.
We're
gonna
$2.
Yeah.
$2 and an egg McMuffin. How about that for 17 years?
You offered me $2 for 7 years last night.
Yeah, I'm sweetening the deal. Egg McMuffin. Just one.
But now it's 17 years. My average annual salary just got cut in half.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
I'm only getting like
yeah.
30
your
cents
fault.
A year.
Tweet
should
through. Should accept it yesterday.
You can speak to my agent.
should
So bottom line is, everyone just get over it. Let's move on. Okay.
All right.
We'll all improve.
Coaches too?
Say what?
Coaches too?
Coaches
I will
get
improve,
better,
yes.
Team will get better.
Okay.
I still
well,
think that is true every
together.
Morning dry land training.
As long as the conditions,
6 a.m.
You need to stop hating me. 6
a.m. drywall training.
Okay.
Nobody's hating on anybody.
Not drywall training. Dry land.
drywall.
We're all going to practice hanging drywall.
Let's do it.
Like, is anybody actually mad about this? Like,
no.
Not, like,
no one's mad.
No.
Everyone's just
no.
joking with Selena.
Yeah. Okay. I think someone wrote license plate wrong up there, by the way.
Where
I don't know. I don't know how to spell license.
Wait,
I don't
wait,
know. I'm not going
to
lie.
Like L-I-S-C-E.
I think it's, is it N-C-E?
I don't think.
Linsense.
I don't think.
You think it's Linsense.
L-I-S-C-E-N-C-E.
Is it license like that? I thought.
Fonz, don't do anything.
Save the day, Fonz.
Okay, wait, Fonz.
Fonzo's going to try it.
License.
Oh, it ends
that's,
with C.
That's
and
not,
okay. That doesn't look
it's
right.
It's not SC.
No,
so,
I didn't think so.
There's no S in the beginning.
I didn't think so. Okay.
There's no first S.
No,
just,
that's not right.
It's an S at the end.
It's
L-I-C-E-N-S-E. Yes.
Oh.
That was different.
Are you sure?
A hard word, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's how we spell
sorry.
License. License is a hard word.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, we just spent like 5 minutes talking about how to spell license.
That was 5 minutes.
How do you spell jewelry?
Jewelry?
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y.
Is it? I don't know. Are there two L's? Is there another E?
I think it's two.
E-L-L. Yeah, L-L. That's like your
H-E double hockey sticks.
Maybe it is
okay,
one
that's
long.
Jewelry.
That's two L's.
Okay. Well, you know what? We,
wait, there's two. It's jewelry or jewelry.
Yeah, I told you. I'm a table
you,
smacker.
You
my bad.
Smack the table.
We mostly deal with numbers, so.
Yeah,
it's both. Jewelry or jewelry.
Sam will be telling us
yeah.
We want. Okay, should we go? Should we move on to the guest?
Let's do the guest right now.
All right, welcome to the pod, Cam Kudersayer.
Yeah, until you see you raise your hand like that.
What are you?
Audio pod. We cannot see what you're doing.
You are now a friend of the show for being on the pod. Cam showed up pretty late today because he was pretty hungover.
Yeah, I was nursing. I was nursing a hangover.
Nursing the nurse.
Fair enough.
Yeah. This time I had set 7 alarms.
Seven alarms?
I don't know how many I snoozed through.
What time did you set them all for?
Before I should have left, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know.
Obviously.
They got up till 8:30 and I realized class was starting and
you were
then
good.
I just shut off everything and
there you go.
Just said, I'm going back to bed.
I don't
know. So you missed class?
Yeah, you missed their econ lab this morning.
You missed the lab?
Yeah.
How did you even show up? What
lab,
is the
lab?
Like?
I texted him at like 10 and I was like, are you dead? And he responded, yes.
I was technically dead.
Yeah,
it was rough.
Was it fun though? Did you have a good night?
It was the best of times.
The best of times.
It was the worst
of times. Had some, drank quite a bit, more than I usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we just finished a week of hell. We had 4 midterms this week. And concluding in the worst one, concrete, last night, that we don't want to talk about, but it was awful.
I had a bad one yesterday too, stress.
Yeah, pretty stress.
Yeah, so I pretty much just choked down a bottle. That's my remedy.
Bottle of hard liquor.
That's my remedy for failing.
On
a
Thursday
night,
that's awesome. Yeah.
There you go.
Alright, well, why don't you tell us about why your name is Cooter Slayer? And we'll plug, if you want to tweet at him, he's at Cooter Slayer. Cooter with a C.
Yeah, obviously, no numbers or anything. Legit. Gonna get that verified,
Yeah.
Waiting for it. Waiting for the
verify. Yeah.
Well, you can tell the story.
Yeah.
Because, like,
okay. Well, we were in economics class, right?
Just
and we
boring.
Were gonna play euchre
on our phones.
On our phones. Yeah. So I think did we all log in with Facebook? The three of us.
Yes.
Like, so we all
yes.
logged in with it. So it was like
so
Jordano, L, Noah, Ryan, right? And then we see this other guy join in, and it says Cooter Slayer, and we're like. What's this guy in here?
And we're like, Cam, join our game. He's like, I'm trying. And we're like, well, we keep kicking this guy out of our game. This Cooter Slayer guy keeps trying to join our game. And then Cam's like, no. I'm Cooter Slayer. To be honest, I didn't even know what a cooter was. I had to look up Urban Dictionary what a cooter was.
Yeah, for the longest time, Ryan just went with it.
Yeah, I did.
And one time he asked, so...
Yeah.
Here's the question. Before you guys even started playing euchre, why did you choose Cooter Slayer? Like, how did that start?
Well, it was... I was signing up and asked for a nickname. And I didn't want to put my regular name. So I just put a nickname.
You just put Cooter Slayers up top of your head.
Yeah.
And
you have to get like Gnome and Harrow and Cooter Slayer.
Keeping it... Down on the DL.
He's keeping on the DL, but...
Because when girls find out that your nickname is Cooter Slayer, that's not a good rap.
It doesn't help you slay cooters.
It's for the guys, it's hilarious. For the girls,
I think it's funny, okay?
Yes.
I think it's funny.
So it's kind of not very conspicuous that you put it on your hockey.
It doesn't matter, though. It's too early. My hoes aren't even up yet. Okay, bye.
They got no jobs.
He put Cooter Slayer on his hockey jersey with number 69 too. So
yeah. I didn't say my name's
that. All the biddies at hockey are gonna love you. when I looked up, excuse me, there are some. I'm not gonna comment on this.
Biddies at hockey?
Todd was creeping on the other day.
Yeah.
Todd was looking up
just
girls in the hockey league.
And Todd's like on Facebook just creeping girls.
Todd's like, bang that chick, bang that chick, bang that chick.
And then he's like, well, you guys can't talk to girls.
Yeah, that's what Todd told us that we can't talk to girls.
Which we can't.
Wait, one sec. I'm a little bit confused. Who were you looking up? Like,
we looked up the rosters in Eng hockey, or not Eng hockey, intramural hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And every time there was a girl on the roster, Todd creeped them on Facebook.
Oh.
And seeing these hockey...
No, I was creeping them on
Facebook. There are girls in the league.
Yes.
I know. We thought they'd be segregated too, because they can't play as good as us, but...
they are women.
It's true.
And
I mean,
they're attractive?
They're not equal, so...
Really? I
seeing
thought
these
that
attractive
girl
girls
were, like, really butch.
Oh, no way.
There was one in the free agents that was pretty choice.
I know.
Really?
Nobody also has a woman on our team as well.
Yeah.
Tiny. Oh, someone with a torn labia.
Oh, yeah, torn labia. Yeah.
Oh, Brisson is week to week.
Brisson had a torn labia. Yes.
Okay, I'm on Urban Dictionary. This is what how I found out what a cooter was. I googled Urban Dictionary cooter.
I googled it.
And it is
sorry.
The holiest of holes, the place all men aspire to be. There's more. I'm not going to read anymore. But also, as I'm googling it right now, there's also
Google Images.
Since you, I'm not going to image. Since you seem to be the expert on cooters, Kim, maybe you could tell me what cooter ball is.
Cooter ball?
Yeah.
Jay, talk about like.
Yeah, you just every time you smack the table, that's awful.
Yeah,
that
Kim was just like.
No, you gotta start slow and work your way up.
That's a very sexual right there.
Yes,
you just go aggressive. It's like the hammer.
Anyway.
It's like that guy, that old guy and that old girl in class, and you just, we're doing their work in all years.
We do have two old people of opposite gender who we assume are banging.
Oh, totally.
Don't worry, guys, I'll split them up.
Using,
oh, yeah.
Salvia. No, not salvia. What's this, the boner medication?
Viagra?
No, the other
one. Cialis.
Cialis. That's
one I gotta remember.
You want me to list them off? Like,
you, do you have some? Can I get some right now?
I explained to my sister the other day what those commercials meant, eh? Oh, she was like, I want to get, I'm like, she bought her son a headphone so she wouldn't hear them banging in the other room.
Remember?
that's why mom bought me headphones.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when your sister fell down the stairs?
Oh,
yeah,
we were in Giordano's house and his sister just biffs all the way down the stairs and then all of a sudden she's like, ow, that fucking hurt.
Yeah, we're all fucking staring dead eye into each other.
We're just like,
we thought she was dead.
And then all we hear is, that fucking hurt.
Yeah.
We're like, oh shit, okay.
How old was she, like, 12?
12, yeah. But like, I'm pretty sure within her first 10 words, one of those was a swear word.
So too good.
She's learning.
Alright, Cam. By the way, I thought those Cialis commercials were memory loss commercials. Because they're always forgetting stuff all over the place. I'm like, and they're always old people? So I'm like,
of course they're forgetting stuff. They want to go bang.
I'm not
even. Fucking shaboom.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh, he can't find his car keys. He's got a flat tire. He keeps forgetting about all this stuff. He needs memory medication.
Because all the blood is coming out of his head and going in his Johnson. He's ready to.
I know that now.
It happens like once every like year.
Anyways, we're gonna play cooter trivia with the Cooter Slayer. What is a cooter punch?
A cooter punch? Obviously, you punch them right in the ears.
That's true. A hit to a female's ovaries/front vagina area. You're not actually punching the baby box. Okay, how about this one? Cooter shooter.
Cooter shooter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when one of the, well. So, yeah.
Go ahead, give a guess.
Okay, well, female parts.
Yeah, the cooter.
Yeah, obviously they get a little excited. Yeah, some girls.
Yeah,
have a little excitement.
I'm gonna stop you before you go too far.
Well, obviously it's I don't know why I really want to say it with Selena in the room. Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Urban Dictionary says they use their cooter to shoot objects such as ping pong balls.
Oh, that's different. Okay,
I know what you were getting at.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get your
mind out of the gutter, Cooter Slayer.
No. I'm sure you're not only seeing some of that. Right?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I've seen some of his history.
Yeah. Alright, how about this one?
What, the toothpaste?
How about a pooter cooter?
Oh, a
spooter.
A what? A
pooter cooter.
Pooter cooter. A pooter cooter? Pooter cooter? Is that something that has like a cooter slayer? I'm guessing that has something to do with your ass.
No, it's just a stinky cooter.
That's not good.
I don't like that.
I searched Urban Dictionary cooter, and these are all the different cooters that come out. There's cooter shooter, cooter punch, pooter cooter, cooter cup, cooter biscuit.
Biscuit! Basically, you can say any word.
Cooter brown.
Is there any cooter slayers on there, though?
A cooter jacket.
I'm pretty sure there's only one.
Cooter paste. There's a Matthew Cooter on Facebook.
Matt Cooter.
A Cooterberry pie.
Ooh, oh my gosh, next topic, let's go.
Richard Cooter would be a good one.
Dan Cooter. That'd be good.
Wait, what was it? Like Cooterberry?
Cooterberry pie.
Okay, I remember the rocket was.
Took me a second to process that.
All right, what else do you want to talk about, Cam? You're the guest on the pod. What are you passionate about?
Well, you can tell by my nickname.
Just that's it. Just
yeah. The week we had Jordan Skirt talking about geese.
Yeah, everyone enjoyed. We got a lot of good feedback from the geese pod.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, geese are always good.
Yeah,
unless they attack you.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
you
can kill them with lettuce, according to Skirt.
Lettuce. Yeah.
Lettuce kills geese.
Listen to the
apparently, they
start.
Instantly die.
Instantly.
By touching lettuce.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's funny.
From our home expert, Jordan Skirt.
Well, you know what? Cam, if you think of something, you're here for the whole pod. We're happy to have you with us. Chime in at any point.
Well, I'm pretty happy to be here. Happier than when I see a well-groomed mustache.
Oh, that's...
On a man. Just to clarify.
Not into that.
Two completely different things.
November's coming up, so...
Are you growing out a muzzy?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But are you going to keep the beard? Because if you have a mustache and a beard, it looks like...
You can't... Brett, November, you're supporting the process.
So you're going to shave all this?
Noah, are you going
to get a muzzy going?
Are you going to grow out the peach fuzz, Noah?
Yeah, I'll try it.
I think we need either mutton chops.
Mutton chops?
Yes.
Do you even have enough hair growing on the side of your
no,
face?
No, there's none right here.
I might be able to
none here at all. Just here and here.
Yeah, I'm doing a chin strap.
It's like, remember that.
It's like
the air strong.
The air strong.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric.
Nice size.
Okay, looks like he's carrying carpets everywhere he walks.
I'm excited to see your mustache, Cam. That's going to be beautiful.
Oh, it's
I think you have a good mustache.
I'm going to have a nice, warm upper lip.
I don't know if I want to grow a mustache. Like, last year was bad. This year, my hair is coming in a little bit thicker, but it's still going to be pretty gross.
Hey, just cheat.
My favorite is Robin's mustache.
Oh.
He has, like, two hairs, and that's his moment.
Robin's half Asian, so he's got Asian hair to begin with, and then he's also baby faced.
Yeah, Asians don't have hair on their faces.
No. You know what? Ta would be gross. Ta grows like, he has like three or four long hairs. That's all he has. He's like three or four long hairs and nothing else grows in.
Ta, you going to do November?
Yeah.
Oh, look at him, mate. Oh, he can grow a nice one there.
Do the Mexican stash.
The Mexican stash. Just very, very thin. Just
alright.
I will not be.
So, yeah, like,
Selena, will you participate by banging guys with mustaches?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone on the hockey team? At once.
Brett told me about the shower situation.
What shower situation?
There's only one shower head in the dressing room.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all.
I just went home.
He wanted people to help him wash his back.
Of course he did. He's so hairy. He's like a gorilla. You could probably like pick gnats out of his back if another monkey came and started picking gnats out of Brett's back and eating it.
Did you guys all like take turns on the same shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Brett shared.
Well, not everyone showered. Probably about half people showered. The other half went home to shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're on a hockey team, you've seen each other's donger at some point.
More or less.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to go into the room to keep
I'm saying, but like, before, that's what you say, but you really don't want to go.
Secretly, she's looking through the door like, oh yeah.
Yeah, so at the run. Oh, you see anybody's faces? Oh, no, I wasn't looking at the faces.
Yeah, she said that. Selena said that.
That came out so wrong.
We know what you did. There was a bunch of guys running naked, and you weren't looking at their faces. You were looking at their dogs.
That's
pretty
so
dumb.
Wrong.
It's okay. It's okay to admit.
That was not what I meant to say. I know that it came out so wrong.
Well, what were you staring at?
I just was not looking at anything. I wasn't looking at anything.
You're
just like... group, but I was just looking at the group, I wasn't focused on a specific part.
Do you want to?
It's okay. Oh,
you were admiring the naked body as a whole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little do you know, she now has sized everybody up.
Yeah. She's got a chart at home with current rankings.
If we just gave her bottom pictures, she'd be able to tell.
Yeah. If we lined all our dongers up, could you say who's who?
No!
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. She definitely could.
Oh, yeah, she. I mean, she. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me. Definitely not
me. All right. Sam's giving us the move-on symbol from home. Should we talk about TV themes?
Sure. This one, I have one.
Okay.
It is from Noah, because I don't know what it is. Stop! I don't want to see!
Oh! Noah!
You got the front picture like that.
Jordan did. There's a video too.
Wait,
right.
Front picture? Ooh.
If you're interested in seeing a picture from the run,
yeah,
We're not going to send
out
the
account,
it.
But if you text me, I might be able to send it to you.
Yeah,
yeah,
I won't tweet that out.
No.
Yeah.
Text him at 867.
I'm sure
you have
five girl followers.
Who's in that picture? Is it, I don't want to see it.
Well, Dante's there, so.
Okay, let's, moving on to this week's TV theme of the week.
All right, I have
starting
one.
With Selena's.
This is from Noah. Is it on mute?
I don't know. I don't think Ryan will know this one.
Turn up the game. Is this Dave the Barbarian?
No.
Oh.
Survive.
Any guesses?
Okay. I've definitely heard this before.
This song is 3 minutes long, so I'm going to try not listening to it.
Wait till, is there a chorus?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't
yeah,
know.
Is it duck? It's duck something.
Yeah.
Is
just,
it dark wing duck?
It. They just said it. No, they just said it.
I knew it was duck. Duck Dodgers?
Yeah. That's
boom.
It.
Boom.
Dodgers.
Are you talking about?
I would not have known that.
What was that show? What happened in that show?
It was like Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck,
but yeah.
Yeah,
he was in the future with like Porky Pig.
Yes! Oh, right. That was such a cool show. I
yeah.
love that show.
Right.
There was that one, and then there was also the Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
The Mighty Ducks TV show too. What is
it's
going on?
No, it's on this. It's on your computer.
Oh.
You're recording over something
no.
else, eh?
You know what that is? That's the geese sounds.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's the jingles.
Yeah, I'm going to mute that. My bad.
I muted it.
There we go.
That's funny.
All
right.
It's quacks here. I guess
sorry
like
about that. All right, my turn for my YouTube video of the week. Can we turn the TV? Is the TV on? I'm going to play it through the TV.
Yeah.
Can I talk about my alligator game?
After. Here we go. This is my TV theme for potty.
Yes, no, maybe.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Can you...
Not in the middle.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
It's a 3 minute song, but that's
I actually
feel
like that sounds better coming out of that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
would you smash Frankie Muniz?
No.
No?
He plays drums in a band.
He's short.
Is he Canadian? I feel like he's Canadian.
He will produce this Frankie Muniz.
If you play
in a band, you can pretty much. You're
good,
good
to go. Yeah, you're good.
Good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Noah's in a band.
Especially if you're famous.
You would not smash Frankie Muniz?
He's too short.
Oh, he's short?
Yeah, he's really short.
Is he?
Yeah,
oh.
He's like shorter than
you.
How
short
is
he? Like
their
ride.
Height,
like
required
to ride.
Okay, never mind.
Wait, how tall is he? Okay. Maybe.
He is not Canadian.
And Selena has a required height requirement to ride.
Height to ride.
I will find out.
If you're this,
wait, how
if you're this
or,
tall,
you can ride.
How tall is Liam then?
Taller than me.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't know
what Tommy is. Holy crap, he's 5'5".
Yeah,
that's
see,
awful.
He's really short.
That's almost Mitch's
yeah,
size.
Five, yeah, wow, that's crazy.
He's
27. That's super short.
Yeah, I'm like
5'7".
I don't know how tall I am.
Wow.
5'3",
5'4",
around there.
No, no,
it makes sense because he was on an episode of Pro.
Yeah,
he was an artist. And
I didn't know
he was
Cody
right
Banks era.
I killed someone.
Yeah. That was,
pretty,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Great show.
Hillary
Our
Duff.
Movie. Great movie.
Yeah, with Hillary Duff.
It's like special, like, dental floss.
What
yeah.
was it in
awesome.
Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah, he was in Lizzie McGuire movie.
So
Frankie Muniz was not
no.
No, no, not Lizzie McGuire.
He was
Agent Cody Banks.
He was show up.
Yes, he was with, Agent Cody Banks was with Hillary Duff.
Hillary
yes.
Duff.
She was
well, Lizzie was also in the show at one point, though. Because Sorney was.
Oh, you know what show he was in? He was in a movie with Amanda Bynes, too. He was in that Liar Liar movie
yeah,
with Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
These are all the best child stars we grew up with who were cool and hot and just kind of turned out to be crazy.
Did Frankie Muniz want to pursue a crazy
in an episode called
Party.
Lizzie in the Middle.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was on Entourage, wasn't he?
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah, a lot of people were on Entourage.
Yeah.
So many people.
Anyways, let's move on.
Do
you want to talk about your elective?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you an elective update. Okay, we had our midterm on Monday. And Alessia actually studied a lot for it.
It actually did really
and
good.
And the only studying I did was for 10 minutes before the exam. When I didn't even read anything, Alessia was just doing out facts for me. So I was like, okay. So I just kind of absorbed
what you could, yeah.
One of the questions on the midterm, it was on multiple choice, 40 multiple choice questions.
And you only got 60%?
I got 67% on it.
Almost 69. Multiple choice is like a guaranteed 75.
I got a 67% on the midterm. One of the questions had an option that actually gave a shout out to Harry Potter, so I picked it. I was like, obviously I have to pick it now.
What was the shout out?
It said something about a fandom like Harry Potter. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to pick that one. So
she didn't even read the question. She just saw
Harry Potter.
I just want to point out to our listeners, this is a woman who once decided on a midterm to pick D because it sounded like 1D.
Oh, I did pick 1D, by the
way. She picked number 1D purely just because it was 1D.
Well, that's only when I don't know what the answer is.
I think that was a hint. Excellent.
Yeah,
it was.
That question was worth like 220, so 10% of the exam.
I didn't know what the answer was.
1D.
Anyway.
Is that why One Direction is 1D? Because they all have a combination of 1D.
All of their penises added to one.
It's one way of putting it.
They're like,
you're the director.
Are they like a transformer that transforms into one giant D?
Well, no, it's like an agent D. Selena's laughing because it's true.
Anyways, how did Alessia do?
She got a 90.
Yeah, I talked to her this morning actually.
They got a 67. So I was actually pretty happy with that.
67,
yeah.
Eh? You tried to get the 2 extra percent.
That's what I'm saying. So close.
Not 3 extra percent for a 70. 2 extra percent for a 69.
69.
But we did get our assignments back, and I got I got a 12 out of 15, and Alessia got 13. So I was really close on that one.
Okay.
She's so good.
But I was pretty happy with that. Like,
what was the class average on the midterm? Did you beat the average?
Probably not. But considering the amount of work that everyone else puts into the class compared to what I put in, I think that my mark is a good... No, if my mark reflected how much work I put in, I would have gotten zero.
What'd your dad say?
Yeah.
I didn't tell him.
Okay.
I haven't seen him yet, actually.
Okay.
So I went to the Wanted concert yesterday.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell him.
Shout out to the Wanted. Thank you for coming to Windsor. Shout out to the girl who was pissed off that they were singing to her. Did I show you the picture?
She was mad that the band was singing to her.
Did I show you
the
picture?
No, I haven't
okay.
talked to you since yesterday.
I'm going to show you the picture. So my sister tweeted it, and it's
yeah,
really
I saw it. I didn't really get it, though. Yeah.
It's really funny. Okay, let me try to find it.
Okay, can we move on? Should we move on? Let's see it.
This girl, look how pissed off she is that he's singing to her.
Why? Why? If I got called up on stage for somebody
so
that
mad.
I went to see, I'd be so happy.
She was like that the whole song, and he didn't... Maybe
she just, like, she was so excited she went into, like, shock. She was in shock, probably. It's probably what it was.
Yeah, like, she did not look happy.
She just wanted
to. And there was a part where they got all the girls to go like this, and she was sitting there, with, like, hands for us, going
oh,
like
boy.
This.
Everyone knows what you mean by like this.
Like, waving your hands in the air.
Okay.
Like,
they
just
don't care.
Care.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yo.
Okay, shall we move on to rants?
Yeah.
After
oh,
you.
Stupid imperial system. Let's rant. Let's go.
After you.
After my rant about the imperial system.
No, you go ahead first. Why do you hate the imperial system?
Oh, because every single question messes up your calculations when you're using the imperial system.
Let me ask you this. And
what is mass? What is mass in imperial units?
I was going to ask you...
Stupid slug.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Do you know what a slug is?
No, I don't know what a slug is.
I've used slugs so much. Okay, hold on. I was going to say kilogram, but that's not
nope.
it. It's a pound foot per second squared.
There you go.
Confirmed by Fonz.
Wait, a pound foot?
Winner, winner.
Pound times foot per second squared.
Yes.
Like, you
isn't
know
that
what,
like a Newton is?
A Newton is a mass.
Wait,
Newton kilograms.
Is a mass kilograms
per
second squared.
So they kind of go backwards to find slug.
It's stupid. They use slug. The numbers don't match up ever. It's so hard. Horsepower is 550 something. Feet don't match up.
I would like to know, why is it like... 12 inches and 1 foot. Why isn't it like...
It's because it divides easily by 3 or 4 to get a quarter or a third.
Okay.
Why is it 12
and why
inches?
Is like...
Just born like that.
That's smaller.
Why is it like...
Hatching
slate. It's like a KSI, is a what?
Kip. Kip
yeah,
squared
kip?
Inch. Kip per square
a kilopound square inch. KSI. PSI, pound per square inch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just use Pascal.
Oh, kilopound per square inch.
There's a
kip. There's a kip
just,
too. I don't. You know what? It's a messed up system. It doesn't make sense. It's a lot of extra work for us engineers. Leave it in meters, and we have newtons per meter squared. We have pascals. Everything works out beautifully. Beautifully, it's like an art piece.
So Canada is
what it
than
is.
The U.S.
Is
yeah.
It's not Canada. U.S. is the only one that uses the imperial system, and I understand that they use it because it works. Like, for someone who doesn't have an engineering or a science-based education, it's easy to just divide by 3 and get a quarter. So, like, construction workers, it's like, oh, yeah, that's a quarter inch. It works easy for them. For anyone who's doing complex complications, it makes no sense.
Complex complications.
I'm so rattled right now, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, it's annoying.
Complex equations.
Everything just doesn't make sense.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
Which, now that I'm all revved up, you got me pre-torqued for this. Enemy of the show, the girl who sat in front of me in the train on the way home to Woodstock. If you're on a train or a plane, if you move your seat back a little bit, that's fine. You never move your seat all the way back. That's
wait. Was she hot?
No, which leads me into it. I will lead into it. You can do
it. Wait. Did she have mid tits?
Like average, but she was overweight. Like a lot.
So it doesn't count.
Okay, you're taking away from my rage here, Pam. If you're going to do something as obnoxious as moving your seat all the way back so your head is almost on my lap, you better be smoking hot to get away with that. And this girl was not smoking hot. She was rude. I didn't care about her life. She was ugly. What is going on? I'm in the middle of a rant, Selena. She was overweight, and she wasn't like one of those people that was like, oh, if she got skinny again, she could be hot. No, if she lost 100 pounds, she would still be ugly in the face. And I was so mad the whole time I'm kicking her chair, just kicking it purposely. She's watching a movie on full volume, some crappy movie I've never even heard of, too, with her friend. Oh my god, my boyfriend came to say goodbye to me at a train. Yeah, your boyfriend's the first boyfriend to ever say goodbye to his girlfriend at a train. Sweet. What drug is this guy on that he's dating an ugly, stupid bitch like you, by the way? God, I was mad at her. And then when she went to leave, she keeps pushing her chair back on me. She doesn't even move it when she goes to leave. And then she gets up, she stares right at me. And oh, I was so close. If I got off the train first, I knew what I was going to say. I was going to say, in case you were wondering if the amount you reclined your chair was obnoxious, it was, you fat pig. And I was going to leave. But she got off first, so instead I stood up and stared at her the whole way down the train. Enemy of the show, fat bitch on the train from Windsor to London.
From London?
From Windsor to London. She got off in London.
Oh, gotcha.
Also, while I'm at, screw that girl in our engineering class who cheated on the exam yesterday. Everyone else did awful on that exam, and you're going to sit at the back and talk with the two guys beside you, and screw our professor who did nothing about it. Done.
That is annoying when they don't do anything about it, though.
You're going to move... Fonz and I got moved to different spots in the room to prevent cheating, but you're gonna sit there for 2 hours. What do you have for 2 hours that you're doing that you can't be looking and checking if people are talking?
I thought I was like, let's go to
Facebook.
He was on Facebook.
Was he?
Yeah, I wasn't really doing my mid-term. I was just looking at his screen. He was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wait, someone was
on our professor. Our professor.
Oh, yeah.
He's the head of the department.
Those kind of kind of
what?
Interracial.
No,
thing,
he's the head of civil engineering.
I don't want to say it like that, but
it's always a certain group that always ends up cheating.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
You know what kind of pisses me off too? Not really pisses me off, but it's like when I finished the structural exam.
Yeah.
I sat outside waiting for Jonah because I was driving home because Dante had late class. Remember,
yeah.
Right. So I'm sitting out there, and the TA brings out this kid to go to the bathroom. The bathroom's downstairs, down the hallway to the right, whatever, right? And I'm sitting in the main hall, like, right outside the door from the exam, and the TA, who's, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to follow them to the bathroom,
yeah,
to make sure they don't cheat. So he's like, yeah, the bathroom's just down there, and he waits up here with me, sits down in a chair, and he's like, see, like, people always want me to, like, go down there and follow. He's like, but fuck it, man, I'm just gonna sit here. It's like, they don't care, they don't know.
Whoa.
Wow. God, like,
so he just let the guy go downstairs during the midterm.
Probably cheated. Oh, it's ridiculous, man. Like, we need, God, it gets...
There was an article, I think, in the USA, like, posted about how we are, it seems that we are too hard on the foreign students because they don't know better.
How do you not know better than to not cheat? Do you cheat where you're from? Like, that's accepted? No, they know better. That's bullcrap. They just know that if they claim they don't know better, they can get away with it.
That was some incident.
Pressure to rely on the family.
Isn't that some incident in Windsor?
I don't know. It was just like, it wasn't talking about the specifics.
I'm pretty, there's
incident,
an incident right now with lawyers and the UWSA and the
really?
University. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the lawyers are going to boycott their system or something. I don't really know.
They had to change their lawyers.
I didn't understand the full... I didn't understand.
They're saying they don't know, basically know what plagiarism is.
Yeah.
Like,
they should have them, like, that's not fair that you don't go as hard on them as you do everyone else. You should make them have a clear understanding of...
Well, if
you
come here from another country, you should fucking look into our...
Yeah. Expectations and stuff like that. No, it's stupid. It's not fair at all.
Anyways, that's my rant. That's probably the maddest I've ever been on this podcast. It's not the worst thing I've ever said, but it's the maddest I've been. So I apologize for that. I'm not sorry. I'm not. Ooh, I like that. Let's move on. Crystal's betrayal.
Crystal, stop wearing plain V's on Friday.
Come on. You know it's band shirt Friday. What band shirt are you wearing today?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, I have my Mumford and Sons.
Are not people.
She wore a plain V when she knows that Mike tries to beat us on Fridays. Come on, Crystal, wake up. I know you're listening to this pod. Use your head. You're a smart girl. Come on. Moving on. Would you rather or bang, marry, kill?
Yeah, I don't have one for you. I never do because you're hard to pick for. Because
you're unprepared.
Yeah, I am unprepared. I admit.
Why don't we ask our guest?
I got
one. Let's ask
bang for me or for Selena?
Sorry, I'm
you.
Just like.
Oh,
no one's showing me all these tribe pictures.
Bang, bang, bang.
No one's showing me all these tribe pictures of girls and.
Let's give one to Cam since he's our guest of the show. Let's give one for Cam. So let's shoot out some ideas. Do you want to do girls or guys? Let's do guys.
You think that's attractive?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, that's too
right.
much.
They definitely do, though. They definitely find it attractive.
That's too much.
Really?
Fuck, marry, kill.
Too much, but.
Yeah.
You never have to.
Oh, that's the way he does it?
Or is it marry, fucking.
There's a point.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Bang. We say bang instead of the F word funds, then I have less bleeping.
There's a ratio.
There is a ratio.
She in your class, a butt ratio.
That's a good ratio.
The blonde girl ratio.
Okay.
It's the ratio of butt to legs.
Too many people talking at once here.
So, Kim, are you an ass or tits guy? I don't know. Noah is a...
butt.
Yeah.
He's a butt, dude.
Don't say butt. That's the functional word.
Butt.
Yeah,
Noah likes the pooper.
No. I just ruined it.
Good, I hope so.
I'm a cooter guy. No?
The whole package.
Are we asking him girls or guys?
You the whole package.
Oh, I don't know. You guys pick.
Okay, no, let's ask him guys because I think it'd be funner.
I think we should ask Fonzwood.
Oh, like a would you rather?
No, like bang, marry, kill.
Because I was gonna say Kevin Bieksa and Ryan Kessler.
Ooh.
Does he like both of them?
Oh yeah.
Bang.
No, we gotta give a third. It's bang, marry, and kill.
Bang.
We're not. Yeah. Bieksa, Kessler, and who else should we add?
Noah.
He likes at least two.
Yeah.
Lupul.
All right. Yeah. Bieksa, Kessler, and Lupul.
Bang, marry, kill.
And explain your reasoning.
Okay,
fuck.
Oh, I forgot.
This is definitely a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay. Kill Loophole.
Whoa!
He's gonna
win.
Because he's a band-aid. I can't. If I married him, I wouldn't be able to count on his salary because he'd get hurt like any day because he does get hurt.
But how come you're not gonna bang him?
I don't want to bang him because he's too big.
Wait, is it that he's too big or that you would break him if you did?
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Or you're too big.
He's such a bandit, you just like just wreck him and then you wouldn't be able to play.
I see a picture
of
your guest.
So,
I got you. That would be good.
Okay, and then are you gonna marry or kill? Or marry or bang Bieksa or Kessler?
Picture of holding my.
I'll bang Bieksa.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
He's a beauty?
Yeah, he's a beauty, but marry Kessler because he's a clutch hockey player and I'm in it for the money.
Yeah. You're in it for the money. If you're
I'm a gold digging hoe. I'm a gold digging. That's for sure.
I'm a gold digging hoe.
She
takes
my money.
Alright.
But
me.
In reality, marriage is in your hands.
Why were you voted most likely to get divorced then?
Because we'll get married in the first place.
I voted for him.
Yeah. So did I. I voted you too.
Really weird. I caught under a spell for a little while, a couple months back. I was got out of it.
A spell of what?
Relationships.
don't get caught in that. Don't get caught under that spell.
Gotta get any girl you date that sure
is just a.
Don't get caught in
that
stuff.
Yeah. That's scenario.
Alright, let's move on to our last few topics.
Yeah.
Giordano.
Nike shirt or something
Giordano's
like
license plates. Any new license plates that have upset you?
Yeah, Big Mouth.
Wait, how much time do
you have
left?
We got another 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I'll grab some license plates in a second.
You can talk about your
omnidirectional.
I
want to talk with the mic.
Okay,
sorry.
Come on.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
So what happened last week was not 2 weeks ago. So that day,
wait, the first thing Jay asks is how much time do we have left?
No, because I'm like, I think that this story is better than
Giordano sleeps with this microphone. It's his
more
his
or less.
Girlfriend.
I mean, well, so that day I just scratched my tablet, so I was already in a bad mood. So I opened up my bag after school. What was going on?
Is that Joe Calpino?
It's just that I have ADD.
Okay.
A delicious dick.
Is that what was preoccupying everybody? Is that
Cam Hedges.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I dropped my microphone, and it broke, and I wasn't too happy about it. So what I did was I looked on Costco.ca, and my mom has a membership there. So I ordered one online. I switched the insides. And then I returned it and got a free microphone. So I was pretty happy about it because I didn't buy another $103 microphone and I could just get it for free.
That's
so,
pretty clutch.
Oh, yeah. Last week you can tell the quality was.
We apologize.
Rough,
we're back to the top notch quality that we
hold
as our standard.
Yes.
How about license plates? Any that angered you this week?
You know what? Not like I haven't really taken as many pictures recently, but the people who do send me them. You know, maybe as upset anymore as much as I think. Like this was just Casper on it. Like
Casper Lee?
No, just Casper.
Jeez.
Like Casper, and then the A is a 4.
Casper,
because they're Bet and Jack. I don't know what that means. Bet, like maybe that's like
Betty
and Jack.
Betty and Jack. Just so unnecessary though. Like it's obnoxious.
Ravine 1. I don't know what that means. It's,
I don't even know what that means.
Actually,
since we have Cam on the show, doesn't your grandmother have a custom license plate?
We talked about this.
She does.
Yes. Well, now that John is
it's LVS2QULT.
Lives to quilt.
No, loves.
Loves to quilt.
Loves to quilt. Yeah, it's funny. Some girl posted it on Facebook. It was just like, ha ha ha, look at this license plate. I commented on it, I'm like, yeah, that's my grandma.
That's actually so funny.
I would instantly think you were kidding if you posted that.
Yeah, there was
does your grandma
plate?
Make you a lot of quilts?
She has made me a lot of quilts.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Can I have one?
There was one license plate.
No.
That was cool.
No.
It said Vlad the, and it was Impala.
Maybe.
Oh my god, that's puns.
What was that, Fonz?
Fonz is known for his puns.
It was on Reddit. It was a license plate that said Vlad the, but the car was an Impala.
Vlad the
Impaler.
Oh.
I'm done.
That's bad.
That was
done.
Vlad the Impala.
So let us go to the rail.
Vlad the Impaler was a person in history who cut people's heads off and put them on sticks places.
Yeah.
So it's the Impala sounds like
Impaler.
If you don't get it, it's not funny. We'll move on.
I can't see the board.
Would you rather? I got a good one for this week.
Okay.
We've discussed this before, very late at night with your brother in your basement,
was
but
it
I think it's
night
a good pod.
Before
one.
Our exam?
It was
the
night before
day
our physics exam.
Would you rather and not study?
The night before our physics exam, we spent probably 2 hours with Selena's sister and brother doing would you rather questions. This one came up, but I want to ask it again on the pod.
And then I got to wrap it up.
Yeah, you can take a minute to think about this. But we'll go around full circle too. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for a year or join in once to make it stop?
Whoa.
Say that again.
Watch your parents have sex every day for a year or join in once to make it stop.
Join in. Done.
Whoa!
Oh, that was fast.
Yep. That was fast.
That's a little... No, I have to.
Okay, let's argue this out.
I would have to wash for a year.
Wait a second. What though? How long are they doing it for though? Every night.
I don't know, an average amount for your parents, I suppose.
I mean, whatever,
I don't know.
If
it's like a whole like 30 seconds, okay, but if it's like an hour long.
No, it's not an hour.
I watch it an hour every day. I'm not joining.
Let's say
nothing you can do.
Let's say if you join in,
yep.
It's 10 minutes.
Okay, but if you watch it, it's like
20 minutes.
No, an hour. I think an hour.
Okay, an hour. You would join in. For no amount of time would I ever join in. It is 100% watching.
I'm kinky like that.
Can you defend your answer for me, please? Can you defend why you fucking join in?
I just, you know what? People take too long to think of things, so right now, my first instinct was like, you know what, let's just get over with. You know, let's just 10 minutes, then just don't have to live with that. Well, I still
live with
it.
You have to live with that.
I know.
You banged your mom.
Okay.
Is Dante your child?
Baby Jay. Okay, I was in a whole age of two at that point, okay, so that's a little gross if that's
Cam, which side of this are you on?
Well, Cougars don't really answer that question because my parents don't have sex.
What if they did?
No, they do in this scenario.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
How do you know this?
No, I'm kidding. They do. They always tell me to go in my room.
Did they buy you headphones?
Did they tell you that you're
it's like a Cialis commercial.
I see
my dad just look at my mom with a smile and I'm like, oh shit. Like, I don't.
Your curfew's constantly expanding later and later and later.
Yeah. Fine if you're not home by.
And they get mad when you come home, like, go get some friends!
Yeah,
go get a goddamn sundae from McDonald's. Here, drink this 26er.
Yeah, here. Drink this 26er. You won't hear a fucking thing. That's why they're always buying me booze.
Okay, well, other than Giordano, I think we have a consensus watch.
Guys, tweets are on, okay? That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you can go home and imagine, so.
Yeah, I'm imagining that. One time
you don't have to imagine, it's happening.
No, it's not happening.
Judgment-free room.
So. Judgment-free pod, yeah. All right.
What justifies as joining in?
You,
like, when
you're
in
there.
Threesome.
You are,
to do?
Like, everything you would have to do in that situation. I don't know how.
You know what? It's
a devil's threesome.
Yes.
You're looking
into your dad's eyes as you get into your mom.
You are middle.
Yeah, you're never looking into their eyes.
No, this is full out.
That's not part of it. Never.
It's half a second you're
never
looking
in
your
eyes.
Never.
It's happening. No, I
mean,
you and your dad have a special connection.
No.
No. That's why you can't do it.
It's not how that happens.
Hashtag
oh,
never in the eyes.
You look at them in the face.
We have a threesome.
You turn off the lights, man.
No. That's disgusting. No. There's no way anything you could make or give me to make me join them.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'd rather just kill myself. Is that an option?
No.
Yes. I'd rather pick that up.
Not an option. You're a human centipede.
Death by suicide?
No. It's impossible. You're immortal in this situation.
Okay, then
I'm
just watching.
Yeah.
Grab some popcorn.
The worst Cooter's Lair.
No, it's a mom, though, so, like, doesn't that help you?
Does
that always
help?
Could
you be a mother fucker? There's always an exception.
We have to end it
because
I have to go.
Okay.
1 hour. Right on.
Right on. Thanks for listening to Pod 8.
Thanks to our guest, Cam. Thanks to the regulars, Noah and
Thanks
Ron.
For having me.
Samantha, we miss you.
And Fonz.
And Fonz. Shout out to Fonz.
Tweet at Cooter Slayer, at SleeML, at Arving10, or at Two Peas in a Pod.
Tweet me, call me.
call me.
DM
me.
Yeah, if you ever want to be slayed, by all means.
Are you the story?